Brought to you this morning by Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center and by First Baptist Church and Tallgrass Motors. We've got some friends from the library coming in just a bit. KYF or K1.
If you're suffering from a bad back, bad knees, need a hip replacement, call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And it is a Friday, the 1st of December, and I get to talk to, well, I'll say representatives of the Friends of the Library, but I happen to know both of these individuals actually are Friends of the Library. Board member Connie Lavoie, and also grand prize winner from a recent contest, Ann Cleary. First of all, Connie, as the actual board member for Friends of the Library, thanks for coming in this morning. You got an exciting presentation for us coming up here real soon with some poetry, right?
Right. Well, in a little bit, Ann's going to share some of her poetry. We're really excited, though, because two reasons. First, as always, this is the 26th year for the Creative Writing Contest, and I'm always excited about it, and it opens today.
Okay.
And so people can go to the library, the Bartlesville Public Library, circulation desk, and they can get their registration form. Very first day they can do that, and then all the entries are due February 1st. But something that's new this year that I'm very happy about is that we have added a division. We've always had a 14 to 17 youth division and then adult 18 and older. But we really want to encourage young people to write, and so the earlier the better. So now we have another division for eighth graders. And there is no fee for the eighth graders or youth division entries. There's a $10 fee for the adults. So pretty exciting. I've been taking registration forms to the school, and can't wait to get some of those eighth graders submissions in.
Creative writing, so nearly any, I would say it almost has to be fiction, but I suppose you could be nonfiction.
In the new category for eighth graders, it's just poetry and fiction. That's what we're starting with. For the other two divisions, it's poetry, fiction, nonfiction, and then in the adult division, there is children's literature as well. So it ends up being quite a few different categories. And so then I recruit judges from the community to make decisions, tough decisions, you know.
So children's literature, I think that could be fun for somebody, whether you're, I'll say, taking existing characters and coming up with a new Winnie the Pooh and Christopher Robin adventure, or whether you're creating your own characters and just having a good story that someone could read to their granddaughter.
Right, exactly.
So
you got it.
Yeah, sounds like a good deal. But somebody, that means you have to put words on paper or hit the keys on a word processor or somehow get words so that they can be read.
Yeah, there are very specific guidelines that are on the registration
rules,
form.
Rules, rules, rules.
But, you know, it's good for young writers to know that when you submit something that you hope to be published, you have to follow some really strict rules. And so it spells everything out, and it's right there on the form. They're also, I'll mention that there are cash prizes for the first place winners and second place in each category. And then there's the grand prize that Ann won last year and has won in the past. And we're not talking like, you know, thousands of dollars, but
we'll leave the $5,000 prize to our green ticket giveaway coming up on the 21st.
But I think giving cash prizes is not just the money. It's that your work has a value, and nothing says value like cash, right? But it's just, and just the honor of winning and having your work read and recognized as a writer, as a fledgling writer, I think, especially, it can make a huge difference to you.
Well, I think any work, is meant to be read by somebody, but I think there are certain types of work. We all know Shakespeare was not meant to be read in English class in high school. It was meant to be performed. It was meant to be said out loud. And I think the same thing is true for poetry. You have to hear the meter and verse to really appreciate what's going on.
Well, we're going to get to hear a little bit of poetry this morning with Ann Cleary.
Okay. Well, tell you what, we'll take a short break and welcome Ann to the program coming up in just a bit on 1400 K1.
Bartlesville First Baptist Church is focused on the life-changing gospel of Jesus Christ. As we learn the God's Word, love God's people, and live God's mission, this vision will continue to thrive until He comes. We are committed to vibrant worship, relevant Bible teaching, genuine community, and the urgent spreading of this gospel. We are resolved. We will not be silent. Come worship with us at First Baptist Church, 405 South Cherokee in Bartlesville. Services are 8:30 a.m. and 11 a.m. each Sunday.
Is it time to start thinking about a new car? But the thought of dealing with the large dealerships is just too intimidating, too confusing? There is an easier way. Tallgrass Motors. Tallgrass Motors doesn't play all the confusing games the large dealerships play. Tallgrass Motors has continually been voted Bartlesville's best used car dealer year after year. Go by Tallgrass Motors today and enjoy looking at over 60 used cars, trucks, and SUVs, all priced to save you money. Tallgrass Motors, Highway 75 North in Bartlesville.
And continuing our community connection on 1400 K1 and introducing day one of the Friends of the Library Creative Writing Contest. We'll get more of the details, but I want to welcome Ann Cleary in this morning. Ann, thanks for coming in today.
Oh, hi, Charlie.
Congratulations, grand prize winner.
Oh, my gosh.
I can hear the fanfare in the background. Yeah.
It's a pretty good feeling, actually. I just want to say how much I agree with Connie about those eighth graders getting a chance.
Well, with your background in education, you're a qualified spokesperson to say that.
I actually taught history to eighth graders out at Madison, but we used poetry in that too. I had them doing poetry because kids that age are so full of enthusiasm with these new feelings they have, the new information their little brains are getting, and it's very exciting and rewarding to tap into that for them and for whoever is lucky enough to read some of it.
Well,
really.
And thinking back to one of my favorite teachers my eighth grade year, that teacher was one of these people that was able to, I'll say, bring in other disciplines, the literature of the period or the music of the period or some of the things that were going on. History can be, if we allow it to be, a collection of dates, times, and places, and nothing really else. Yeah. And it was kind of like boring. You
know? Well, my kids were ahead of the time. They could have been on Broadway because rap was just coming into being, and we did historical incidents in rap, believe it or not.
No, well, I do believe it.
Yeah, and I've taught college-level English, and I love that, too, because my favorite classes were the adults, like at the community colleges down in Tulsa. Mm-hmm. But I also taught at TU, the young, and I taught writing, not poetry so much. Mm-hmm. And I wouldn't teach today, I don't think, with all the ability those kids have to just get something off the internet. No, honestly, I mean, I'm an old fogey about that. So,
well, I think as you work, and I know you would keep up with them, there are as many ways to verify that they plagiarized it off the internet as there are ways to
That's
grab
true.
It.
That's true. That is true.
Having had my wife come home from class occasionally and said, okay, you know, this kid, she didn't name names, but, you know, this kid is going to get a zero on this term paper because all I have to do is type in the first sentence of several paragraphs and the whole term paper pops up on the internet.
Yeah.
You know, so it doesn't.
Yeah.
I
would just keep mine because I was teaching at TU before the internet, and they would have to come into my office and sit down and replicate whatever their theme was about you know, with me sitting there, I said, you know, it won't be perfect, but just what you learned and blah, blah, blah. Well, you know, that word got around. I didn't have a whole lot of problems, but anyhow, back yeah. to the poetry.
So you got your creative juices going.
Yeah, and I remember one of my classes at TU, Dr. Weathers, my mentor, said that writers, there's three stages. You write for yourself, and then you feel like you want to share it with friends and family, and then you want to share with the world. And I never got out of stage one down there, honestly. And I am now at stage three. So
you have arrived.
I am out there. Yeah, every chance I get. Yes. It's just a different kind of
feeling. Do you find yourself going through the shelves at the grocery store with some idea that pops in your brain and you just can't get some place to write it down on a scrap
yeah.
of paper?
It wasn't the grocery store. It was driving home from Tulsa one night. And there was a huge moon. And you know the Richardson Ranch just south of the Caney Bridge? That water was just ruffled. And I thought, ooh, that's like hammered silver, you know? Hammered silver glance. Now, this was years ago. I have rewritten that so many times. And this past year, I submitted it for the first time down at the state, the Oklahoma Writers Federation. And it got first place. And I have it here. And it's short, so...
Okay.
It's kind of odd because I have rewritten this thing so many times, just a word or two.
Now, do we have to imagine crickets in the background?
You just have to remember. I mean, don't look at me because I'm old now, but this is The Young Wife's Promise.
Well, for the rest of our listeners, so they don't have to worry about that. That's a nice thing about radio.
We
get your voice and we don't see your face, but I get the joy of watching you read.
Okay, this is The Young Wife's Promise. A slow moon slid over the pond last night. Black water shuddered, like you, my love, in her hammered silver glance. After the years slide through my hair, and time crawls over my skin, and you grow cold with oldness, silting ills, all slobber and stubble and wander, muttering only memories, I will care for you quietly, and still catch my breath when your eyes seek mine. So
excellent. I can see why that was a first prize winner.
Yeah, I was really surprised because it's so slight. I mean, this was in the short
poetry. If it was still around, I think I would be, you know, let's send this off to Vincent Price to read for you or something. You
know. Anyhow, as I say, I don't consider myself a writer. Listen, everybody needs to know about the Word Weavers group here. They've been going for, gosh, I don't know, years and years and years. And they have real writers. I mean, these women publish books, and men publish books, and they are out there working, you know, all the time. I don't. I'm an accidental writer, I think, is how I would describe myself.
Sounds like a perfect reason for someone to enter the writing contest.
Yeah, right. It's I've got a paragraph I sent Connie a long time ago when she was asking me about becoming a writer, and I can read it because I can't speak as well. I might forget some of it. Okay. I'm what you might call an accidental writer. I don't think of myself as a writer, although I do have work published in scholarly journals and even had a couple of articles in the Dictionary of Literary Biography, a standard, you know, hardbound library reference book. That came from my years as a grad student at University of Tulsa. But basically, I've been a needy writer. That came from being a low-income Bartian who needed cash. And the local Friends of the Library annual writing contest has some of the most generous prize money available. And that's true. Y'all gave me more than the state did. So when I won, and those are the only two contests I've ever entered, so I don't know. When I won first place in the memoir last year at OWFI, oh yeah, I did that too. 2 years in a row.
Oh, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, I had forgotten
that. We're
finding
out more about Ann Cleary all the time.
Well, when I which draws entries from several states. The payout was half what I won here in Bartlesville. So there's another reason to do the library Writers Contest.
Well, Connie, now that we've given all the great reasons why someone needs to enter and should enter, let's get to the nuts and bolts on how they get that job accomplished, besides sitting down and actually putting words on paper.
Yeah, sitting down and putting the words on that piece of paper or in your computer is really the biggest challenge. It's very scary. It takes courage to be a writer. And it takes discipline. And so a contest like this requires some discipline and some courage to put yourself out there, because you do make yourself vulnerable whenever you express yourself. And I think it's worth it. And so I'm really thinking that people who are just, I bet a lot of people who are listening have actually thought about writing.
Yeah, but this is an opportunity to actually get it done, and today is the first day of when you're accepting entry.
This is the chance to just put your toe in the water, really.
Yeah.
There's not really, it's just say, maybe it's time for me to like just kind of start, just getting started and writing it. And then I think it's a good idea, too, if you do have somebody that you trust who will be kind and to share that with them, as you said, slip on into the stage two a little bit. But it's not too early to get started, because as Anne knows very well, she's talked about rewriting and molding her poem. It's short, but it's very condensed, and there's so much in her poem. It's not too early to get started, because you're going to want to get it down. Then you're going to want to play with it. You're going to want to think about it. And then you have to get it in the form to submit it. And that's by February 1st. And then you just, you get your form. First step would be like, go ahead and get that form from the library. And
that's from the reference desk, right?
At the reference desk or the circulation desk, both. And today's the first day I think they're out. They might have been out a few days ago. And take a look at it. And then just set a time, and I'm just going to sit down and write for a little bit. I have this idea, or I'm just going to write till I have an idea, and then it just kind of build on that. We have an awards ceremony. We haven't talked about that.
No, we haven't.
In the spring. It'll be in April. We haven't set the date yet, because first we get our guest speaker and find out when they can come. But then the winners and their families are invited, and the public's invited to come. And they get recognition there and get to be with other writers, too. And that's really exciting for me, because I get to hand them their award certificate and their cash.
That's a beautiful job, because she's an artist, among other things. She does beautiful lettering and artistic things.
Oh, so the award itself is a trophy.
Oh, right. Oh, yes, yeah. I keep them.
Okay. So there is an entry fee for adults.
For adults, $10. But for the 8th graders and for the 14 to 17-year-olds, there is no fee. And you can submit more than one entry. You can submit in different categories, and you can't win, you know, in twice in the same category or anything. And we have our judges.
But you could win in a prose category and in a poetry category.
Anne has done that.
Okay.
And
following Anne's footsteps.
We have community members who are our judges. They're volunteers. All of the Friends of the Library, we're all volunteers. And we also might add that we're able to sponsor the Creative Writing Contest, as well as the Summer Reading Program and the Lego Contest and book club kits, because of donations from people to Friends of the Library, and because of the sales at the bookstore that's open on Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. And people donating books to the bookstores. So that's how we're able to give cash prizes and do these other programs.
You at least touched on it. I was going to ask, as I try to tie a bow on this thing, but people can donate books or other materials, I assume even videos, to the library that would become part of that sale.
Mainly books.
Okay.
We also get magazines, and you just take them to the circulation desk, because the librarians like to sort through them. I mean, there might be something they want to add to the general collection, and then they pass them over to the bookstore, which is located just right inside and off to the right of the lobby, and it's open Wednesdays from 9:30 to 3, maybe it's 10 to 3. 3:30.
You can check the hours on the door, or I believe it's also on the city's website, cityofbartlesville.org.
You cannot beat the prices, because the most expensive book you'll find in there is going to be $1.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I know September is National Library Card Sign-Up Month. This is December, but don't let that deter you. Go get a library card.
And that, I'm so glad you brought that up, because you do have to, have to be a current Bartlesville Public Library card holder. But it's free, and it's easy to get. And our library serves a 30-mile radius. So.
Well, again, Connie Lavoie and Ann Cleary, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you for sharing your work with us. It's wonderful. And, okay. And I think your public performance of your work will stand. I'm sure your friends will compliment you on that.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much. That's a Community Connection this morning on AM 1400 K1.
Talking with the customers of the Gusher Car Wash, and looks like you're just about ready to finish up this truck.
Yes, sir, I am.
What made you choose the Gusher?
I live up in Independence, Kansas. Anytime I come through Bartlesville, I always wash my car here.
Must say something.